Hi, I'd like to make a reservation on your next flight to Provincetown.
I'm sorry, our computer's tied up right now.
85,000 points and 3 swords in the dragon's eye. Beat that, you weenie.
Step aside, Yoda. You're in the wizard's glow.
I need this computer for business.
Okay, Kenny. We got an important job to do.
What's that?
We've got to sneak into Roy's plane and cut holes in his air sick bags.
Cool.
Who are those bozos?
Our pilots.
Down on Cliff Road.
Do you have that number?
Yeah, it's in my phone book, top right-hand drawer.
Hey, let me find that, will you? That number is 956.
Excuse me. Why'd you run in here and grab that book out of my hand?
No reason, just a crazy impulse. You know what a madcap I am.
That's hubcap. What are you trying to hide from me?
How ridiculous. Hide something? Helen, you are being a little bit paranoid. You have absolutely no reason to think that I'm trying to hide something from you. My life is an open book. Now, what was the question?
Open up this damn drawer. I want to know what's in here, and I want to know right now.
Hey, Helen, stop that. That book is private.
There are two kinds of private, Joe. There's the kind where you have nothing to hide, nobody cares diddly squat about that. And then there's the other kind. The kind that's really private. The kind that makes your forehead break out in a cold sweat.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Thanks. Helen, how would you like it if I went rifling through your purse?
I wouldn't mind at all. I have nothing to hide. Especially from someone I care about.
You're trying to tell me you have absolutely nothing in there you wouldn't want me to see?
No, Joe, I have nothing in here. What, I've got, look, a brush, mascara. Whoops, gotta go.
Wait a minute, what's in there?
Nothing, Joe, just, you know, usual girl stuff. Whips and chains. And selection of sexual devices from the Far East.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah.
This is disgraceful.
What's that, Roy?
It says here, Miss Nantucket pickled at state beauty pageant. I mean, here she is, a representative of this lovely island, and she gets drunk at the pageant.
Actually, Roy, it says Miss Nantucket picked at state beauty pageant, not pickled.
Give me that. Oh, you're right.
Good for her. You ever consider that you might need glasses, Roy?
Glasses? No way. I don't need glasses.
Roy, the loss of physical prowess as we age should not be a source of shame. Something to be hidden from the pity of a younger, more capable world. As Dylan once said, do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage, for the times they are a-changing.
I think you're mixing up Bob Dylan with Dylan Thomas.
No, that's ridiculous. Dylan Thomas was the poet laureate of Wales. Bob Dylan starred in Gilligan's Island.
No, that's Bob Denver.
Bob Denver is the one who sings Rocky Mountain High.
Oh, right.
Wow. Look, we just came in from gate one. Oh, couldn't even imagine talking to a woman like that.
pictures. Excuse me. Do I know you? Are you a model? What's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this? What's your sign? Don't you think you should have that mole checked?
What?
I was just trying to get all those horrible cliches out of the way.
Well, I've never heard the one about the mole.
Oh, well, works like a charm in Eastern Europe.
Ryan's incredible, isn't he? I just hope that someday I'm as successful with women as he is.
Oh, well, sure, shoot at anything that moves. You're bound to hit something.
You going out with her?
Tonight, dinner on me, but not Italian. The meatballs tend to roll off my chest.
Well, if you're in the mood for something deep fried, I'm working the drive-thru window at Ahab's Fast Fish.
I don't know you had a second job.
Oh, no offense, but your brother doesn't pay very well.
Are they still hiring?
Helen?
Yeah.
I changed my mind. I think as long as we're dating, we shouldn't have any secrets, so here's my address book. You go ahead and look at it.
That's okay, Joe. I don't need to look in your book.
I want you to.
No,
go ahead.
Okay.
The same page as the florist you were looking up is a name you might recognize.
Nancy Ferguson?
Yeah, that's the one.
What the hell is Nancy Ferguson doing in your address book?
Well, to be totally honest, last spring, long before you and I were even thinking about dating, we had an affair. Lee Innocuous Date.
Nancy Ferguson?
Come on, Helen, you're the one that wanted to look in my address book. You made this bed, now you have to lie in it.
I can't. Nancy Ferguson's been there. So what is a star by her name?
I was doodling.
Bet you were.
Come on, Helen.
Okay, Joe, you're right. I'm sorry. It's all in the past. I guess it could have been worse. Could have been Sherry Scudder.
Yeah, sure could have been. Helen. I'll let you look in my phone book, so now you gotta show me what you're hiding in your purse.
Fat chance.
Hey, Helen, that's not fair.
Fair? Welcome to the world of romance, toots.
They're a fun couple, aren't they?
Well, it's still better to be in a relationship than out there trolling the singles bars. It's terrifying, horrible. It's lonely out there.
I know what you mean, Roy. Before I met Bunny, can't tell you how many evenings I spent sitting at the Knighton Castle, wondering where all the great women were.
Lol, the Knighton Castle is a gay hangout.
It is? Well, that explains those phone messages from Steve.
You guys are right. It's tough out there.
Oh, Hack, what are you talking about? You don't seem to have any trouble finding women.
Well, women, no, but the woman. I mean, it's different. I mean, I'm a reasonably intelligent guy. I had a scholarship to Princeton, spent some time at NASA. There's even a small village in Belize where I'm considered a god. But I just don't know where to find a sensitive, attractive, intelligent woman.
Hmm? Here.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I think I'm a sensitive, attractive, intelligent woman.
And with quite a high opinion of herself, I might add. I can't believe we have so much in common.
I'm Melinda.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. I don't usually do this. I mean, I'm not the kind of woman who hangs around at airports.
You mean a traveler? Hey, you're laughing now. Why don't you have dinner with me tonight? You'll be snorting expensive wine out your nose.
Could a girl in her right mind turn down an invitation like that?
Ooh, I like her.
Announcing the arrival of Sandpiper Air Flight 8 from Hyannis.
That's my flight.
Wait a second. You're not leaving, are you?
Oh, no. I'm meeting somebody.
Oh, well, after all we've been through, I thought I was the man of your dreams.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Kenny.
Mom, Kenny, Kenny's mom. Yeesh.
You and my mom are going out on a date?
Boy, you don't look old enough to be Kenny's mother.
Oh, she is, I swear it.
Thank you, dear.
So, you don't have any problem with this, do you, Kenny lad?
Oh, what, are you kidding? No, I think it's great. Mom, I gotta go fill out my flight log, so I'm gonna meet you at the car, okay?
So, great, I'll pick you up at 8 o'clock, okay?
Great, I'll see you then.
Okay. I hope you like clog dancing.
I hope you're kidding.
Imagine that, me dating your mom.
You stay away from my mother.
What?
And I know what you're like. I know you treat women.
Wait a second. We're just going to go out and have a nice time. What could possibly be wrong with that?
Well, for one thing, you already have a date tonight.
I do?
You know the girl from the terminal this morning? The one you treated like a piece of meat?
Could you be a little more specific?
The blonde.
Ow, her! A minor glitch, I'll brush her off like crumbs on a placemat.
Oh, Brian, man, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Tonight you'll dump her, tomorrow night it'll be my mom.
You got me all wrong, kid. I'm not that way at all. Well, I am, but I could turn it on and off.
Man, Brian, look, make any excuse you have to, but get out of it.
Kenny, you know, I think it's very nice the way you're looking out for your mom and all, but how can I put this? It's none of your business.
I'm warning you. If you hurt her, you will rue the day that you ever messed with Kenneth Margaret McElvey.
Margaret?
Don't laugh. I was named after my great-grandmother. She was an Indian fighter, so you watch it.
Not the worst looking Margaret I ever met.
Faye, could you come over here for a minute?
Oh, sure, Roy.
I want your opinion about something. I just found out that I'm going to be needing glasses. And I borrowed a pair of these frames to see if I liked them. What do you think?
Hey, Roy, that's a great-looking pair of glasses.
Really? Thanks.
Boy, those lenses are so clear, you'd swear they weren't in there at all. Oh, got glasses. You got me, Roy.
What's new, kid?
Beetle Bailey just got in trouble with the Sarge.
Gee, how do they keep that stuff fresh?
Look, Brian, I think I really owe you an apology. I had no right to speak to you the way I did.
Don't worry about it. Your mom's a terrific lady. You just didn't want to see her get hurt.
Well, she sure didn't. Between you and me, I think she has a little crush on you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I just had this funny thought. What if you and my mom keep on having such a great time together? Then maybe someday you'd be my dad.
Hey, that'd be something, huh? Okay, I can do it.
Okay.
Okay. Kill me, Joe. I'm kind of busy, Brian. Maybe later. I went out on a date with Kenny's mom, and I promised Kenny I wouldn't hurt her, you know, and now the woman has a massive crush on me.
What's the problem?
She's a lox, Joe.
Oh, wait a minute. What went wrong? Earlier today you said you thought you had a winner.
Well, I'll tell you what went wrong. She changed on me. It was like Lon Chaney during a full moon. I mean,
the woman is unable to shut up. She cannot stop talking. She's a human tape loop. She's not talking about herself. She's talking about her cat or her garden or how wonderful her ex-husband Dennis is. And she can't understand why Dennis ran out on her. I'll tell you why he ran out on her, Joe. Dennis has two good ears.
Well, Kenny warned me to stay away from her. If only I had heeded the wisdom of that child. If only I hadn't gone out with her, but no.
Well, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a wonderful Christmas. You're enjoying yourself, aren't you? I have so few pleasures in life. Allow me this.
What am I gonna do? I don't want to hurt the kid, but I've got to dump his mother like a load of bad asphalt.
Break it off. Don't let it go any further. Call his mother right now and then explain it to Kenny. He'll understand.
Yeah, right. It's honesty is the way to go. Right? Yeah. Here, tell her you're from the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. Ask her if she's had any contact at all with a Brian Hackett.
Brian.
Okay. Hey, Melinda! Hi, it's Brian. It's... Yeah.
Uh-huh. Her diary. What? Oh, no. Oh, my God!
Joe, what are you doing?
What am I doing? What are you doing? Who the hell is Bob? And why did your loins burn for him last night?
What, are you nuts?
Excuse me, I think I left my... Hey, that's my purse.
It's not your purse, it's her purse.
It is not.
She's right. This is mine.
You're reading my diary.
No, I'm not. I swear, I don't know anything about your loins.
Joe Hackett, I'm surprised at you.
I'm sorry. I don't know what has gotten into me. I am just obsessed with whatever it is you're hiding in there.
Joe, I'm not hiding anything in here. I was just teasing you. Obviously, you're not going to believe me. Okay, so let's just take a look, shall we? There, Joe. There it all is. See? There's all my deep, dark secrets. Oh, what's this? Oh, lipstick. I'm never going to be able to look in your face again. What's this? Keys. Oh, the shame of it.
Are you through?
I don't know, Joe. Have you seen enough?
Okay, you win. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm embarrassed enough that it became so important to me, but now it's over.
Good, Joe.
Hey, Helen, what's that?
Oh, my God. God, that was still in there.
Hey, Helen, what is that?
Nothing.
Helen?
Nothing!
Helen?
They are a fun couple, aren't they?
Oh, Kenny, just the man I'm looking for. There's no easy way of saying this, so I guess I'll just come right out and say it. Just got off the phone with your mom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm not going to be seeing her anymore.
What?
Yeah, we've decided that it just wouldn't work out.
We decided. We decided? No, you mean you decided. I knew you'd do this.
Kenny, you don't understand.
No, I understand. I understand just fine. You broke my mother's heart, and I hope you die.
Well, I think that went pretty well.
Ahoy, matey! Welcome to Ahab's. Arg! May I take your order, please?
Hey, Kenny, it's me, Brian. Just came to talk to you for a second.
May I take your order?
Kenny, I'm really not hungry. I just need to talk to you.
If you're not gonna order, just drive on through.
Oh, Kenny, come on.
I can't hear you. Speak into the whale's blowhole.
I don't want to. I don't know where this whale's been. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll order. Let me have the feeding frenzy.
Do you want fries with that, sir?
A dish called feeding frenzy doesn't come with fries.
No. That'll be $4.75. Drive forward and pick up your order. One frenzy.
Oh my gosh.
Kenny. Come on, we gotta talk about this now. Okay, now look. When I go out with a woman, I always hope it's gonna work out.
Oh, that is such a lie. All you care about, all you want to do is take them out, have your way with them, then dump them. You don't care about their feelings. You know, all you care about is yourself and your base animal needs. Ahoy, matey! Welcome to Ahab's. Arg! May I take your order?
3 Ahab burgers and a large Moby shake.
You disgust me.
Okay, make that 2 burgers and a medium shake.
You know, if I wasn't working right now, I'd take you out back and beat the snot out of you.
Really? You want to hit me? Will that make you feel better? If you want to hit me, kid, go take your best shot. Come on. Okay, here, I'll even make it easy for you. Come on. Hey, would you hold your horse? I'm talking here, okay? Come on, hit me. Go ahead.
Oh! Sorry to keep you waiting, sir. Your order will be ready in a minute.
Hey, no problem. Take your time.
Ow! You did it. You actually did it.
Well, you said I could.
Yeah, but when people say go ahead and hit me, they don't actually expect the other person to do it. Oh, man. You know, for a little guy, you got a pretty good right, you know?
Well, I had a roll of quarters in my hand. Which reminds me, you still owe me $4.75.
Yep. I don't know, I've done my best. I don't know what else I can do. Thank you.
Man. I just wanted to find someone and be happy.
Well, that will happen.
Yeah, sure. She keeps going out with lots of guys, but none of them ever seem to come back. I mean, what is wrong with her? Isn't she any fun?
Well,
No, Kenny, it's not that.
Isn't she pretty enough?
Oh, yeah, she's pretty.
Is she not smart enough? I mean, no sense of humor, bad clothes, bad manners, bad posture. What is it? It's got to be something.
No, Kenny, it's none of those things.
Well, just come on, tell me. I can take it. What is it? Tell me.
Yeah, I will tell you what it is. You want to know what it is?
Yes.
It is... It's me. It is me. It's all me. I can't commit to anything. Whenever I meet a great woman like your mother, I just run the other way. And unfortunately, when I'm running, I trample on people's feelings. I'm sorry.
Let me give you a little advice, Brian. Grow up.
I'm trying. And who knows, maybe someday, with a little luck, I'll be as sensible and mature as you.
Oh, wait a second, Brian. Here's another milkshake.
No, you don't have to do that.
Yes, I do.
Come on.
I spit in the other one.
Appreciate that.
Once upon a time in the kingdom of Huxtable, Claire stirred up a potion, Vanessa bit into a magic apple, and at last, Sleeping Beauty stirred from his slumber. And they all lived happily ever after on The Cosby Show, next on Nick at Night.